Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Met Aaron tells us it's going to be very cold, widespread frost. There's going to be icy stretches. It could lead to hazardous conditions in the roads and paths, even ice and low temperatures down to -3 in parts of the country overnight as well. But we're told today that there's some very simple home hacks that you can introduce that might just keep your house that little bit warmer on a budget over the next few days. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year and, of course, regular contributor here on the Home Squad every Thursday, is with me on the programme. Jenny, what are these hacks?
Well, it doesn't sound the most exciting, but the number one thing that you can do to keep your house warm and keep your bills down is insulating it. And you don't need to hire a company or go for grants or anything. There's some really simple things that you can do to keep the draft out. So first of all, I need you to get up and walk around your room like a lunatic and try to find where the little drafts are coming from, because you'd be so surprised. It could be, you know, a little gap in your skirting board. It could be around your door frame, anywhere like that, anywhere you feel a little bit, you know, a pocket of cold air around your windows, anywhere like that. You need to plug that up and keep that room as insulated as possible. And that will keep your heating bills way down and make it much, much easier.
Just like a little bit of filler or something.
Whatever's coming. Yeah, so there's a few things. So, of course, you can buy draft excluders, you know, those little rolls. Sometimes they're kind of decorated or stitched or something, and they're the nice things that you put along the bottom of your door to keep your that gap plugged up. You can buy those brush strips, so they just come in rolls that are sticky on one side, and they're made of usually just a white foam or a black foam. And you can stick them around your door. And if you don't like the look, it's only temporary. You know, it's not going to be freezing forever. And it'll be worth it to get us through whatever is coming at us in the next week. Windows is a big one. So if you have very well insulated windows and there isn't any cold air getting through, then it's best to keep your curtains open, actually, during the daytime when the sun is coming in. Because even though it feels very cold, there's still heat coming in from that sunlight. Now, if you go by your window and your window is cold and there's cold air seeping through, and maybe you have single glazing or something like that, what you can do is you can buy a window film. It's really, really easy. I put this on when I first moved into my house before I renovated, because the windows were freezing and I was freezing. If anybody remembers, it was March 2019. It was very cold.
Yeah.
And there's this, you buy a roll of window film and you just use a hairdryer to get it to kind of shrink onto your window. And it's amazingly effective, super cheap. You'll buy it in any hardware store. And it, you know, effectively turns your window into a double glazed window, and you can even seal around the edges. So that's a really, really handy one. The other thing I did, I remember doing this when I was trying to keep warm in that house, was a foil balloon up the chimney. So if you have an open chimney that for whatever reason, you know, it remains open or hasn't been plugged up, a lot of warmth can escape out of that. And so if you're not lighting fires, and make sure you don't light a fire when you have your foil balloon
up
your chimney,
yeah,
because it will explode. There are these foil balloons, and they come with a very long, you know, pipe that you blow air into, and you put them up the chimney breast and you inflate them up there, and they expand to fill every little crevice and nook, and that will keep quite a lot of warm air in. So that's a really handy one as well. And then the last thing is, any bit of soft furnishings are really good. So, you know, if you have floorboards, for example, that might have gaps through them, or just cold flooring, or, you know, you might be in a house that doesn't have sufficient underlay underneath your carpet or underneath your wooden flooring, whatever it might be, getting rugs is really handy, just to roll over that. That's a nice quick fix there, or any soft furnishings at all that you can use to cover up that flooring will be really, really helpful. And if you do have sealant and you do see gaps, you know, you can, as a quick fix, apply a little sealant to plug up those gaps
as well.
So anything you can do to stop the air getting out, and obviously keep all your doors and windows closed, obviously the external ones, but even the internal ones. You know, if you don't need to have doors open, keep them closed, keep them sealed,
yeah,
and keep all the heat.
The bedroom doors is a big one, isn't it, for the evening time as well. Just to go back to the curtains, Jenny, for a moment, leave them open during the day in all rooms, and then obviously come early evening, close them.
Exactly. So curtains have two, you know, they're twofold. One, they'll obviously keep you private when night falls, but they're actually quite good thermally at keeping heat inside the room when the windows close. So if you have windows that are a little bit cool, they're not quite as well insulated as you like, then hanging curtains over your window is quite an effective way of keeping the heat in. But don't do that at the expense of letting whatever little bit of heat we have during the day. Because even if it's very cold, even if it's, you know, 1 degree or 3 degrees or something like that out there, even the little bit of daylight that's coming through from that sunshine, you know, that's trying to break through the grey skies that we have as I look out the window at the moment, even that little bit will do something towards heating up your house.
Well, that's the thing, because
you're not losing too much heat.
You tend to think when, you know, there's sort of the icy conditions or snow, and there was even snow in parts of at home in Donegal overnight as well. But like you could very typically tend to keep the curtains closed in the morning, because it is so cold and bleak outside. But it's that sort of whatever solar heat, the gain that you might get out of that.
Yes, and you feel like, exactly, yeah, to keep it. And you feel like when the temperatures are low and when the skies are grey that there's nothing coming through, but there is. There is a tiny bit of heat coming through. And I think we can just grab everything we can and use it to heat up the room for joy to go.
The other big question people have when they're particularly working from home during this period, you know, like nobody wants to turn the heat on during the day, particularly for long periods of time, but are you better to have it on for an hour, turn it off and put it back on again for an hour, or do two consistent hours?
So putting it on a timer is the best thing. So what I typically do is put it on for 15 minutes of an hour. Now, before my current house, I have underfloor heating. It's a dream. And there's just a thermostat and it stays at a nice low temperature because that's what you have to do. When I was living pre-renovation, what I had was those oil-filled radiators on timers. And if I was at home during the day, I'd have to come on for 10 or 15 minutes every hour, and then they'd be off for the other 50. So that kept the temperature at a kind of a nice, steady, low temperature. If it's off for too long and you lose too much heat, then it takes too much heat again to heat it back up. So you're better off, you know, lower and more consistent or more frequent than you are having blasts of it less frequently.
Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist, former winner of Home of the Year, and of course, regular contributor here to the Home Squad. Thanks a million, Jenny, for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.